For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. As part of the 100th anniversary celebration of Latvian independence, Western Michigan University is hosting 2 days of Latvian music and art this weekend. One of the guest speakers and performers will be Joris George Kenins, a Latvian cellist, conductor, and composer in Canada. Kenins is also the vice president of Canada's Latvian National Federation and helps organize the Latvian Song Festival in Canada. I spoke with him by phone about Latvia's musical history.
Latvians have about 1 million, I'm not misspeaking that, 1 million verses of text set to about 30,000 tunes, of folk tunes.
These folk verses are usually 4 lines long, with 2 couplets, meaning the end of the lines rhyme. Kenins says they'll often be strung together to make longer songs. While these verses have been around for quite some time, singing together in a choir wasn't really popularized in Latvia until a teacher,
named Jānis Cimze,
was training in Germany.
He noticed how wonderful choral singing was in Germany and what a unifying force it was when enormous choirs would get together. And he wondered whether he could take Latvia's wealth of folk song and the love of folk song singing, and he could help turn that into a choral tradition.
So, Kenins says, he did just that. And in 1873, before Latvia was even officially a country, Latvians organized their first song festival.
It became a great way for Latvians who really didn't have any identity or any power to themselves, that they could be a people sharing, of course, in singing you share language and you share culture.
And Kenins says the Soviets allowed Latvians to keep that power. They were permitted to sing in choirs, which kept that tradition going even to this day. But while these folk songs are ancient, Latvian classical music is relatively new. That's because Latvian classical composers weren't recognized until after independence.
Latvian composers never had their Baroque and classical time period. They were thrust full-grown into the Romantic period. And even to this day, it's rare to find composers who really experiment with the abstract or the avant-garde.
Kenins says being a classical musician under Soviet rule had its ups and downs.
There really was no choice about what they would do, what they would play, where they would go, where they would work. It was all prescribed for them. On the other hand, one thing that no one denies is that Soviet training in the arts, whether it be at ballet or visual art or music, was and continues to be outstanding. Musicians who were identified already as having gifts from a very early age were given every opportunity to excel, as were athletes as well, I guess.
Kenins says, though Latvian musicians have a lot more choice today, Latvia never lost those Soviet arts programs. And Kenins says many institutions are still funded by the Latvian government, like the Latvian National Opera.
Latvia has produced so many incredible artists, I can speak for musicians specifically, that are principal players in the world's orchestras. There's a half a dozen of them who appear regularly on the Metropolitan Opera stage. So there certainly have been very, very successful.
Joris George Kenins will perform multiple times during this weekend's events. He'll also give 2 talks on Sunday. One entitled, You Probably Know a Latvian Musician, and another before the university's concert at 3 p.m. We'll have a link to the full schedule of events on our website. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.